What do you want of life? What do you think life should be? The response to that will be that I want life to be forever. I want to live forever. The first thing that Allah gives us, this life that we have, is forever. And friends, the only reason we don't think about Jannah, we don't think about Akhirah, is because we don't believe we're going to live forever. And hence, obviously, if your goal is only to live for 70 years, 80 years, then obviously your goals are also going to be limited to that. And that's why I said that a person who doesn't believe in Akhirat has very small goals in life. And if life is forever, then you'll see that your whole focus and your attention will be on that forever life, not on this very small piece of life that is here. He knows where he's going is great, and he will go through this life. It's like, for example, you're doing time. Just want to do my time and get out of here. There's a whole world outside there. Why are you want stuck in here for? That says, Dunya sijnun li mu'min. The world is a prison for a mu'min, for a believer. Why? Because he feels restricted here. You are a person who understands he's going to live forever. You will be, first of all, happy. When a mu'min has a life like that, then his Islam would make sense. Then his offering to Allah would make sense. Otherwise, if your life itself is miserable and you don't want to live it anymore, you're so unhappy, so what are you sacrificing? My friends, Imam Hussein had a life. If you look at how Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he speaks of Imam Hussein for us to understand. He says, Ishta Sa'idan wa Madaita Hamida. He says that you lived a life that was great and you died a death that was praiseworthy. Because you had so much things in life, that's why your sacrifice is up there. So when they did sacrifice, the sacrifice had meaning, had weight, had value.